You heard it here. Our next performer is going to be Cheryl Perrault. She's a fine spoken word artist, and she also runs a delightful monthly program of spoken word and music, an open mic with featured performers down in Hopkinton once a month at the local cable access television station. So it's a great opportunity for people to find themselves winding up on TV. Cheryl, come on up and give her a good hand.
Yes, how about that? Steve is coming, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, what a captivating, breathtaking feature. Ashley Jordan, John Gerard. One more hand. So I went out and I put a few bulbs in my garden tonight in the moonlight, which was kind of a cool thing to be doing near December. With the really warm weather. This piece I wrote about 10 or 11 years ago. And it was brutally cold on that particular evening that I wrote about this. And when I'm writing, sometimes I write and I'm celebrating. Sometimes I'm telling someone's story or my own. And sometimes I'm troubled by something that happens or what I'm doing, my role in something. And that's about this piece, which is called Self-Pinching. And while I'm writing it, I'm thinking, so what now? Coming from the theater, it's our big day in the city. It's winter and it's frigid, our breath vapors form a trail. And we hurry from the warmth of our big car's purring engine. My children are well bundled, Lord forbid they might get cold. And a woman cuts our path off. She has a baby in a stroller and another tightly clutching at the frail spot on her hip. They've been lurking in the corners of the shelter of a building, hiding from the high winds. Lord forbid they might get cold. And the woman comes in panic. Her eyes are wild and feral. Her desperate hands are open, asking for some bus fare home. And her children's wide eyes bulging, showing panic, or is it hunger? Or is it fear of their own mother, who is maybe this time too far gone? And the clothes she wears don't matter, because it's clear that she's been tripping on something more than aspirin that I had taken in the morn, since the children had been whining and my husband was complaining with the hardship of an outing, the great hardship of leaving home. Because sometimes it takes effort to get up and to get going, making choices, putting clothes on when you have 13 pairs of pants. And I was fed up and premenstrual, asking why even bother take these ingrates to the theater just to see a stupid show. But we stumbled from our home front to our big car in the driveway, our minds all full of troubles, our minds all full of woes. But we ride it out and over to the back streets of the city and decide to shrug it all off and get through another day. And she's shaking and she staggers and she leans upon her daughter, who by a mother's estimation is no more than 5 years old. and it's clear that she's been tripping on something more than coffee that I got myself at Starbucks with a whipped cream on the top. And the woman is still standing with her hand held out and shaking. Her words are cold and gripping while she waits for our response. Her baby stiff and quaking as they're looking at my children with their big coats warm and puffy and their gloves all lined with fur. And I see she's coming down now. She's detoxing by default now. Keep needing money for her ether to keep her going on. Yet I don't think I blame her, for no one wants to wake up in the middle of a nightmare when she is young with children and has nowhere else to go. So I forget my headache and the whining and complaining and walk off to get a blanket, which is woolen and it's worn. And I hand it to her, hoping she will pull it on and up close to her heart and to her children, and I hand her over money that we call the bus fare home. And I tell her if she hurries, she can catch the next bus home now, knowing deeply there's no reason for them to hasten on their way, knowing they'll still stand and stumble toward the people at the theater, but I still give her money to make my nightmare go away. Then I turn to my own children with their big coats warm and puffy, and I look at my own children with their gloves all lined in fur. But their eyes are wild and feral as they look upon this family who is living out our nightmare, which will never go away. Okay, Steve. Thank you, Steve.
I pulled that one out. Chevron.
What a powerful story. And Steve's music certainly added to the feeling. A big hand for them both.